Welcome to this special interview, and joining me today is Doc Ashton. Good to have you with us, Doc. We've got a big concert coming up.
Looking forward to it. 21st of December, Sunday evening, two shows, 3 and 6:30 p.m. Really looking forward to it.
No one's Christmas season is complete without attending this show.
Absolutely. You can't get any better than this, and it's free. Unlike all those things you have to go out and buy for your friends and your neighbors and everyone else, this one's a free one.
This one takes some prep work than your typical concerts that you do during the year because this brings in a lot of musicians.
Yes, that 20-piece big band, kind of like herding the cats. We got to get everybody together and get them all on one page. But these musicians respond to the challenge, and it's really fun to see.
And I've noticed the last few years you've added some young people from around the area that want to participate.
Absolutely. We've had junior high. We've had high school kids coming in. It's always a surprise. I don't know yet this year what's going to show up. I know we have the band, but I know we have some extra things and a couple little surprises.
You know, adding that second show made a big difference. It makes it much more conducive to come in the afternoon for some folks.
Yes, we took that into consideration that some people didn't want to be out past light. They didn't want to be coming home in the dark. So we put that 3 o'clock show in, and it gave everybody a little breathing room too, because that one, we had one show, it was really, really crowded. Not to brag or anything, but I mean, it was crowded, and we had to like find chairs and everything else. So now you have a little breathing room. You have two options. The evening show is a little different. We always put a little different music in the evening show. We work up another one or two tunes, or maybe three sometimes. So they're not exactly the same. You can come to both. I mean, you're more than welcome to. But as a convenience, that first show seems to work out very nicely.
How do you decide on your playlist?
That's a good question. There's like 5 or 6 songs that I'm going to play because I love them. Okay, you're going to hear Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer every year. And you're going to hear Oh Holy Night because we have an arrangement that features Mark Lindvall, which is absolutely one of the most beautiful arrangements. And he does such a great job. So we have certain things that I want to hear the soloists on. We have Marty Lindvall on vocals. There are 4 or 5 tunes there that I want to hear her sing every year. Like 3/4 of it is already set in my mind.
And some of the arrangements, you vary them every year. You'll mix up the way that song was played last year versus this year.
Yeah, we have some duplicates on some of these things, so you're right. You won't hear the same jingle bells probably 2 years in a row, but that's if you're paying attention. You've been to all the shows, that's why. But if you haven't been to the shows, you wouldn't catch that. But for those who are the stalwarts and the guys in the band, because they kind of want to play something different. So we do kind of keep them guessing a little bit, and if we have a different arrangement of it, we'll put it in there.
So 20 guys are going to be participating, and gals.
Absolutely, 20 at least. Like I said, we don't know what the final count will be, but when you start adding them up, and if you count them, I should be in that territory. A couple of the instruments we have, like 2 people that will be switching parts. Like sometimes we'll have 2 drummers, we'll have 2 bass players and things like that, and maybe a couple of extra saxophones. We have family members that are playing. One family has 3 members, the other one has 2. It's kind of nice to see. That's like 5 people then just in 2 families. Thank goodness is showing up. It's always fun to see.
People love hearing the great Christmas music, especially that close to Christmas, being the Sunday before.
It's a nice thing. Being the Sunday before, and since it's the 21st this year, and you know, it's only a couple days, you know, you're pretty well done with your shopping, we hope, or you're just waiting for your gifts to come to the front door, and hopefully they'll make it. So it's an opportunity to sit back, chill, like, again, before Christmas Eve, which is another thing you should be doing on Christmas Eve, is sitting back, enjoying the service, going to church, if you choose to do so. But here's one where you can just come listen to some Christmas music. It's live Christmas music. It's a big band. You don't hear a big band very often anymore. And it's a fun time. And then we throw a couple other things in there for enjoyment anyway.
And you use it as an opportunity for folks that want to give back during the holidays too.
Yes, we take a free will donation for the St. James Food Pantry, which operates once a month. They'll feed over 400 families, over 1,200 people every month. So it's a nice way to give back to them to help fund the St. James Food Pantry. Just to say, we don't ask you to bring any cans or anything. Right. We'll just have a basket out there for monetary donations. But do not feel any obligation to do so. If you feel that you'd like to do so, we'd appreciate it.
Well, there's definite need out there, Doc.
Absolutely. This year, it seems like it's up. So anything we can do to help them, we've seen that at St. James, and we've actually seen it in the community. So we're glad to be able to help in any way that we can.
And Doc will have new jokes guaranteed every year. You have new jokes for the show.
You're absolutely right, because I have no idea what the joke's going to be yet. So, but I do like the idea that since we put jokes in, that people come up and they offer them. So I'm going, I don't even have to go search for them anymore. They're coming to me. So
it's all impromptu.
Absolutely.
All right. That's coming up Sunday, December 21st. Two shows. Let's go over those times again.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon and 6:30 at night, and punch and cookies after each show. So the 3 o'clock show has cookies, and so does the 6:30.
And tell us where it's going to be.
St. James United Methodist Church, 504 North Vermilion.
Stay for the punch and cookies afterward.
You don't want to miss them. It's red punch. It tastes great. I've just had some.
Doc, we look forward to being there and recording it. WITY will be playing the concert back twice this year, the 23rd, and we're going to play it again on Christmas Day in the evening. So we'll look forward to playing that back, and then we'll be videoing it as well.
We appreciate that. I'm looking forward to actually hearing us on the rebroadcast. I love that. Thank you very much for doing that.
You're very, very welcome. Glad to be a part of it.
21st of December, Sunday evening, two shows, 3 and 6:30 p.m. Really looking forward to it.
Doc Ashton joining us today here on WITY.